This is Cynthia Sue Larson reading to you a chapter from 2012, Creating Your Own Shift. This chapter is When Consciousness Changes the Physical World. I feel extraordinarily fortunate to be living through this time of converging realities that invites us to literally walk between worlds. The realities each of us experience can be quite different than another's, as each person's frame of mind selects the reality they encounter. The passage through 2012 is guaranteed to be exhilarating and rewarding for those whose attitudes and state of mind are resonant with living up to full potential and being of service. One of our biggest opportunities post-2012 is to realize all of reality is a dream, and we are the dreamers. This special state of consciousness of being awake while dreaming is known as lucid dreaming. I once had a lucid dream in which I reclined on a grassy green field on a sunny day, gazing up at the sky. I noticed the sky seemed different because instead of seeing a full moon in the sky, I was looking at a full planet Earth. I thought to myself, if I'm looking at a planet Earth in the sky, what am I on right now? Clearly, I was on planet Earth, so how could I be seeing another Earth? I then watched in awe and wonder as I saw hundreds of planet Earths converging in the clear blue sky above. This was a slow transition, about the same speed as a solar eclipse, as these planets moved closer together. What is going on? I wondered aloud in the dream, realizing as soon as I asked this question that I knew the answer. This is a time of convergence, when it is as easy to walk between worlds of intention and attention from one reality to another as it is to cross a creek by stepping from stone to stone. We select the worlds we walk through in accordance with our state of consciousness, our emotional attitude, and intellectual mindfulness, bridging the gap from one space-time to the next. People encounter positive conscious reality shifts when in alignment with matching intentions, from their heads down to their toes. A sense of clarity comes from holding such a state of alignment as one becomes more honest, compassionate, and aware of observing the roles we play in human dramas. Anyone sustaining such an energetic alignment, while simultaneously energized and relaxed, can experience life as a waking, lucid dream in which everything they think appears around them in the physical world. In sharp contrast to such a life of instant manifestation, many people operate more like a funky radio frequency, broadcasting three or more conflicting signals in a noisy jumble. Shifting reality by walking between worlds can be exhilarating. Since my spiritual epiphany and Kundalini experience in 1994, I've seen all kinds of things appear, disappear, transport, and transform. I've watched burns, cuts, and blisters vanish instantaneously. I've pulled dollar bill after dollar bill from my wallet until I'd taken a handful of dollar bills from a wallet that a few moments earlier had no dollar bills at all. I've seen car keys, a small crystal, and a tooth my daughter lost at school appear out of thin air. I've witnessed spontaneous remissions of cancer, instantaneous healings of broken bones, and a dead cat very much alive again. I've seen people and cars appear and disappear out of and into thin air. Books change their content, a gigantic sundial sculpture appear where it had not been before, and restaurants with completely new interior decor that have supposedly always been that way. I've heard a carton of milk land heavily inside my refrigerator. I've watched rain start and stop as I thought start and stop. I've seen lights turn on without anyone touching the switch. I've found lost items in places that had been empty moments before, and have been seen by others to be places I've been daydreaming about. Tremendous advances in awareness have been achieved over the past decade as reality shifts became increasingly commonplace. In a reality shifters survey conducted in April 2000 with 395 individuals, 95% stated they experienced synchronicity and coincidence in their daily lives. A majority of respondents felt that noticing reality shifts has changed their attitudes, 59%, and beliefs, 55%. And 45% felt that noticing reality shifts has changed both their attitudes and beliefs. 86% of the respondents reported, "I've experienced time seem to slow down, stop, or speed up." This experience of noticing changes in time is essential for encountering a state of know-when outside the regular flow of time, which we sometimes feel when daydreaming. This know-when is felt in a oneness state of mind, as the eternal now point of view adopted by shamans and spiritual masters, allowing consciousness to shift gears from one particular space-time reality to another. In the remote viewing exercises I've led to view what lies beyond 2012, most participants clearly sensed feelings of tremendous harmony, peacefulness, and joy. Some also sensed that just past this peaceful calm lay some degree of chaos, stress, and strife for others. For the most part, the energetic view of 2012 feels like a smooth continuation of life as we know it today, with an awareness of higher energies that facilitate instant manifestation. Most remote viewers saw themselves in peaceful, solitary contemplation on December 21st, 2012, sometimes looking out across a large, calm body of water. I saw myself by the Pacific Ocean, along the California coast, sensing that even as I basked in radiant vibrations of unconditional love, many people on Earth were focused primarily on material matters, such as windstorms. Humans will encounter overlapping realities and worlds post-2012 as we experience shifts in reality in accordance with our thoughts and feelings. This period of global transition is a time when multitudes of parallel realities converge in such a way that some people will experience a reality of peace and plenty, while others experience chaos and lack. With so many worlds to choose from, people have a unique opportunity to learn how our state of mind and consciousness plays a vitally important role in creating our reality. We will live in worlds that are uniquely keyed to whatever personal levels of love versus fear, internal alignment versus internal discord, and external harmony versus external disagreement that we embody at any given moment. This time of converging realities provides unique opportunities for medical researchers to discover that the most important factor in healing involves our underlying beliefs, spirituality, attitude, and mindfulness. Physicists will recognize and report the primacy of consciousness in all aspects of reality, and acknowledge that the effects of consciousness necessitate a restructuring of the scientific method and a review of past air experimental results. In the midst of global economic, meteorological, and social instant karma, an underlying sense of higher values will emerge as people feel a sense of global unity and compassion. I envision a world of caring people who increasingly respect all aspects of creation, genuinely wishing for what is best for one another. People will see themselves clearly, with appreciation and awareness of all roles being played out, and an underlying knowledge that none of us is defined solely by gender, race, religion, or social class. People will increasingly feel a sense of divine unconditional love and relate to one another heart to heart, with the awareness that we are all as one and that dreams are real. We will more easily think, speak, and act harmoniously, in alignment with the spirit of oneness that unites us all and inspires each one of us uniquely. Life post-2012 requires each of us to maintain clear and open heads and hearts in order that the reality we get is the one we want to have. Our ability to ask for and receive inspiration to rise above personal limitations can assist us in facing and managing our shadow issues, those qualities all humans possess, which need to be cleared at this time of instant karma. It's good to have a spiritual practice with high ideals that you do your best to live true to at all times in order to intend and maintain a state of internal cleanliness. The level of integrity I recommend is akin to knowing and being okay with the idea that everyone can read your mind. In a state of emotional and spiritual integrity, sometimes referred to as transparency. The biggest invitation to life post-2012 is that we can have a greater sense of awe and respect for the underlying essence of reality. This sense of awe is inextricably intertwined with a feeling of deep love and appreciation for all of creation. We can feel every physical experience and interaction in life as a great gift. While many crises will require our attention and assistance, we can see that everything on earth is moving forward beautifully. It is up to us to remain open to inspiration and open to love. As singer-songwriter Michael Stipe from the musical group REM sings, "It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine." Cynthia Sue Larson, MBA and intuitive life coach, is editor of the monthly realityshifters.com e-zine and author of several books, including the highly acclaimed Reality Shifts, When Consciousness Changes the Physical World.